Shin Ches on the base. Chayze Umakriv Chomesh B'yom Tzav Sheni. It's about 2/3 of the way down on the Rashi's. So if you brought 5 the first day, so you can bring 5 the second day. We don't say that. What's the problem? Over who Baal Tosef, he's going the over the Issa and the Torah of adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah, the Issa of the Torah, adding on to the mitzvah. Rachmana Omer, so what, how are you adding on? Because Rachmana Omer, the Torah said, Bechagosem Oysoi, and we say Oysoi means singular is Chad Yoima. The mitzvah is to bring Chagigah for one day. Mesuloyah, not anymore. And you are bringing 2 days. So you bring Fruma than the Torah, and that's Oser. No, we don't say that. Why? The Hanaf Nami, the Chad Yamahu, he committed for 10, he only brought 5. So this is really one day's worth. For Shani, the Tashuma, the Rishon, is just finishing it off the next day. That's not a problem. So Morris says that Beloy Pligi. In the case of Stam, in Mephrishan Stam, and a Chazim Makrivan can refer to also. If he says explicitly, I'm giving it for the first day, so it's clearly not about Tosa. I'm not adding on more. I said it for the first day, didn't work out. Okay, fine. But he said Stam, so we don't have a clear indication that you understand that you're not supposed to bring it for the second day. So then we can't let you bring it. I'm designating these animals for the first day. So then, when you let them bring in the second day, there it's clear he designated them for the first day like he's supposed to. He understands the Allah of not bringing in 2 days. And whatever was left over ended up being tashlumen. That's filling in that which you didn't do earlier. Where so the case of Stam, what was the case? What was the case where you can't be makir? Right. If there was no other, it was clearly at the end of the day, Mishum Dalai Haveli shows who they stopped because there was no time left. So it's obvious again. The reason why he waited the second day wasn't because he wants to spread out over 2 days. It's because he didn't have any time. He was mad first, like everybody else. He understood that he meant for the first day, even though he didn't say it explicitly. And the reason why he's bringing it over 2 days is because he couldn't. And if there's nobody to eat it, again, the same thing. The worst is not the case. There was people that eat it, he had time. So then, obviously, we understand the reason why he's waiting for the second day is because Shire Mishar, he's leaving it over. He wanted to bring Karmach for 2 days. So he brought only 5 and left 5 for tomorrow because he wants to leave it for another day. Bedavka, that's awesome. The murder of Yechon bin Mefarish. That Rabbi Yechon agrees in a case where you say explicitly leave it all for the first day, it's okay. Because we have Rechon himself saying you can bring some the next day. Then the Marzit Menami, the Hechon the Mucha Milsa to Loi Ha'ya Bedaita Lachok Shen Yamim Murder Rechon. In a case where it's clear that his intent wasn't for 2 days, but for one day, whatever happened afterwards happened. If that's the case, Rechon is murder because we have Rechon that says Loi Shana Wela Shala Gomer. That which you're limited is only. It's only when you didn't finish on the first day. If you finish on the first day, you can bring more on the second day. Versus, what does it mean? If it means he ran out of animals, so what's it to be marked? It means that the shalagomer hayom. Which means he there wasn't enough time, and the other day ended on him suddenly. If the day ended early, he did not have time to be makir all of the animals that he was designated. So then he brings him some more the next day. So the Mishnah. Tesamon Aleph Mishnah. Mishalei Chag B'Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. The person, for whatever reason, did not bring his Chagiga on the first day. Chagiga is called a regal. He's allowed to bring the Korban Chagiga anytime over the Yom Tov. And B'Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, you're allowed to be Makar, but even on the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Even though Shmini Atzer is in many ways is considered a different Yom Tov, it's not part of Sukkos. So how could you fulfill your obligation to bring a chagiga on Sukkis by bringing a korban on Shmini Atzeres?
You're just saying. So why don't you say
well, to the Mishnah, you could.
Yeah.
You could even bring on the last day.
Not most.
Your chagiga from the earlier in the Yom Tov.
Okay.
Over Harega Bolechol. If the whole Yom Tov has went by, and you did not bring korban chagiga.
Why did you say we're not tofu most? Because he holds that he
can't.
So why didn't you say?
So he didn't bring his korbanot like he's supposed to. So there's no chiyuv to bring it after Yom Tov. It's not like you owe an animal and you, hey, you know, listen, Yom Tov is over, but you still owe me an animal. No, the mitzvah was to bring it on Yom Tov. It's gone.
Why didn't you say? We are like
Al Zeh Ne'emar on this the pasuk applies. The pasuk says literally. This is crookedness which you cannot correct. And it's a lacking. You're not able to be memana it, which either means to count it or it means to fill it up. That's the pasuk says. So over here, there's nothing you can do about it. You waited too long, there's nothing you can do about it. Okay. Shimon Menasya Omer, what's the case of the posik of Muvasa Yechal Diskoin Vechesun Yechal Yimanois? Ezel Muvasha Yechal Lihisokain Zabola Erva Vahalim Mimeno Mamzer. Talking about that he did an Aveiro which leaves a long-lasting impact which you can't correct. So a person had a relationship with a woman which was prohibited to him through a key of chorus. So the law is if he has a child from that woman, the child is a mamzer. That's it. There's a mamzer in the world because of him. Because if you would say begayna begayzel, even in the case of a person who steals, whether it's stealthily or it's not stealthily, he can give the money back and correct it. So over there you have a path how to rectify it, but there's no way to rectify this chesaron that the person has brought him out into the world.
Well, I mean, but there are a lot of things. I mean, murder.
Yeah. Tosfos, somebody says. Tosfos says that theoretically you could have said that, but over here, it's the Mishnah caught chopped in this case because this is like, in a certain sense, the most obvious one because it's going to walk around for years and years and years and years and years. You see this guy walking around. Oh, that's the son of so and so. The moms are, you know.
Right.
They would say, he killed him, they bury him, you know, people move on, they forget, you know, it doesn't have, it's not even the same level of, but this is like, the biggest impact is left by the case of the mamzer.
But what is even the chiddush?
What's the
chiddush?
I'm not sure what the chiddush is, what they're trying to say. You know, I guess they're arguing Pasha, they're arguing Pshana plus Kohelis.
And now we're saying that Lemulay Harayamu
ain't. And why does it even have to be an argument?
Well, we're going to see in a second. Shimon ben Yochai Omer. So that was the Tanakhama. And maybe Shimon ben Manasseh. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, "Oymer, ain karen muvas elami shahaya musukan betchila manisaves." The word muvas is the idea of crooked. That the word muvas, which is damaged, really, You can only cause damage if you had something which was intact and became damaged. If it became like that, it's not called damaged. You know, that's how it was made. It's not damaged. Damage means there was something else and it became damaged. So what's that referring to? What is that? Zetamachochem, a perishman of Torah. Zetamachochem was left learning, so he was good, and now he created this bad in himself. And that's the passage referring to that.
That sounds harsh in the sense of that sounds like you won't be able to come back to the derech.
Correct. Oh, he won't be able to come back to the same. There was that act. Either because he won't be able to catch up the time. The Morse says the story with Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan. The Morse says the story with Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan that Ilfen went and took like a break for 3 weeks. Rabbi Yochanan didn't. The Morse says the rest of his life Ilfen was trying to catch up to Rabbi Yochanan and he couldn't catch up. See, the Morse means that. The Morse means that. The Morse says you have a concept called Kosha Tiki Michadati. It's much harder to learn old than to learn new. So, as long as a person never left it, so it's not really like old. This is all part of what his key is to get back into the world of from which he left. It's like old. It's hard.
Right. He's turning. He's turning.
Zot Rashi, Mishalei Chog, Shlohei B'Chagigosa B'Yom Harishon Shalchag. He didn't bring it the first day, so he can continue bringing it the rest of the Yom Tov. If you enter Achron Shalchag, also Chagig Shvina Teres, you can be Chagig the last day, bring the Chagig on the last day. But we have the regal with Neatzmihu, even though it's a different Yom Tov. Habitashum and the Rishon, it still can be worked as it can be used as a the day which is going to fulfill you're going to use to fulfill your obligation for the first day of Yom Tov. Brother Mamzer, Shemim Psulim be Yisrael, he brought the person as possible to Klai Yisrael. Number one, Hezi Koran is going to be Sikoran for his affair. He was something he said La Avoy Noi. So therefore, the process of tshuva will not totally take it away because you still haven't, there's still a problem here, which is an ongoing problem.
However, then comes Rashi and says,
"When Shemus Meisel was one of the big rebbes. There's a fellow who."
I'm not clear. And also,
you're born off the derech. That meant he married a shiksa and he had kids, the whole thing. One day he chops, so he has to do tshuva. So he left his wife, he left his kids, he runs away to the Rebbe. And he says to the Rebbe, what's to be with my tshuva? He says, you'll know one day when your tshuva is, Russian accepts your tshuva. One day there was his wife and kids are going on a wagon over a bridge. The bridge collapsed. They all die. So the guy says, "Mistama, that was it. Now that which he brought into the world, the Mipsul, is no longer here." So that was Neshuvah's Neshuvah. I don't know. Famous Chassidish. Okay. So I imagine that's like the Mishnah. I don't know. The Mishnah doesn't say when the Mamzer dies, everything is better. I don't know. Yochel Hachzer, they make a boss. So the Bible, you give the money back. You'll correct what he's done wrong. Uvos is makukol; it's become damaged. Okay, something more. So how do we know that you can bring on the eighth day, which is a different Yom Tov, you can bring the korban for the first day of Yom Tov? So how do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Nemar Atzeres Bishvini Shal Pesach Nemar Atzeres Bishvini Shal Chag. He uses the word Atzeres by the last day of Pesach and the last day of and the eighth day of Sukkot. Malahalan the Tashuman, just like the word the day of Atzeres on Pesach is the valid day to pay off your obligations. So I've counted to Shimon over here also. You can fill over here also. You can mekayim your mitzvah chagiga on for sukkahs and shmini atzeres. I've counted to Shimon. The verse is mufna. This pasuk is this gzeres shava is based on two words which are extra. The ilav mufna because it's not actually the rule is by gzeres shava, which we have a Torah wrote the similar word in two places in order to teach us to equate one to the other. The rule is you can't ask any questions, but that's only if it's mufna. It's totally. Oh, the Torah wrote it only for this purpose of this drasha, not for any other purpose. It has no other function. So the Torah is saying, listen, buddy, you're going to equate A and B. It doesn't make sense to you. It doesn't make sense to you. But this is what I'm telling you. You're going to equate it. But if it's not mufta, which is not extra. So, first of all, it's teaching me halacha over here where it's written. And also, it's asking is gzeira shava. I said, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe the main thing is just teaching me the halacha over here and not the gzeira shava. So, the more says it's mufna. It is extra, therefore you can't ask any questions. Why is that important? The lav mufta, because if it wouldn't be extra, I would ask on this limud the following question. If you're learning from A to B, and it says A, yes, the 7 day works because you see the halachas of the 7 day are the same as the sixth, the fifth, and all the back to the first. So it's all one time, one yom. But by Shmini Atzeres, where the halachas of the 8th day are different than the halachas of the first 7 days. So who gave you right to not one from the other? Tamer b'Shmini, should you say the same halacha by Shmini Shachag Shacholak Mishalafonu? That it's different than the earlier days. And Rashi quotes when we had the Gemara there in Sukkah that there are in 6 items that Shmini Atzeres is different than the earlier Yom Tov. It doesn't even mention Sukkah, if you recall. He knows him except the Sukkahs, right? It says the difference is in Pazer Kashav. So, let's see. Of course, now that I say it, I can't remember all the things they stand for. But to pay for it, I don't remember. Zion is Zman, you say Shechiyot. What? Pious. Oh, yeah, good. So, during Sukkot, you do pious, and Shemini Atzeres, you do pious again. Because there's enough korbanos to go around, you don't need to do a lot between which current you get it. Zayin is Zman, then you say Shechiyonu, it's called the Rashi. Resh is Regel, that you use, you call it different Yom Tov, you dive that's considered Regel with Neatzmoy. Kuf is the Karbonis. The Karbonis do not follow the order of the Karbonis of Sukkot, which are 14 Tvasim and 13, 12, 11, 10 Purim. So, according to the Cheshvan, you bring 6 Purim, 2 Elim, and 14 Kvasim. Well, you bring 1 Pur, 1 Ayal, and 7 Kvasim. The Karbonis are different. Well, the Shin. I don't remember. And base is brachas, according to one pshat over there.
Shear. All of it needs to be
shear.
All of this suit is done.
Different shears. The base
song.
Oh, shear. Okay. Right. Okay. And base is brachas. Thank you. And base is brachas that you daven. You don't say it's chag. So you say chag. You say you're my shmini chag. What's there is there. However you say it, but so it's different Yom Tov. So I wouldn't be able to learn out from Pesach to Sukkot. Where it says, you know, La, yes, that is correct. Afluye mufna, it's extra, and therefore I can't ask any questions. How do I know it's extra? Because Michti, let's see. My atzeres, what does the word atzeres mean? Atzar basiyes malacha. Refrain, hold yourself back. Refrain from doing any work. Well, okay. Haksiv l'sasa malacha. We already said l'sasa malacha. So if all the word of Teres means is don't do malacha, it says don't do malacha, don't do malacha. You're repeating yourself. It's an extra word. So atzeres the kasher chmona olam ali. So why does Teres write the word atzeres? Al shemamino left noye. It's coming to tell me that it's extra.
One piece of it is worth all cow you buy with, and like however, the amount that you buy with corn has to be.
Okay, now the more of a Tana, that's how we asked on Anim Milan, that's how Rabbi Yerchan on the Amora learned it out. V'tana Maisel Mahalcha. There's a Bryce, there's a Tana, which brings the source for this halacha of Shmini Atzeres being a valid day of Tashlumen, of paying off your obligations for Sukkis. He learns it out from the following. The Tanya. He says, you should celebrate it, singular. So, not clear. It says you celebrate it for 7 days. Yachal, I could potentially consider the pshat. You would be mechiva do the mitzvah chagiga for 7 days. It says you should celebrate it 7 days. So it means day after day. You say you bring a chagiga. That's what I could think incorrectly. For the Potarch comes to teach you by saying, I say singular, you celebrate it singular, not them. You celebrate it one day and not all seven. So what is the Potarch saying? You celebrate it for 7 days, you only celebrate it for one day. You can be part of the celebration in the case of the Tashlum, in the case you need to fulfill your obligation later in the week. Okay. And the Bryce continues and says, and that part really is not really so relevant to us. Now, but this part is. How do we know by Sukkot, if you miss day one, you have all the rest of the days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres? How do you know that? You celebrate it in the 7th month, anytime in the 7th month. So there's no limits. Worse, really? Okay. So you should be bringing karbonos the whole 7th month. You celebrate it the 7th month. Boom. The whole month you celebrate. You bring karbon chagi every single day. No. It says, but the word oisoi is coming to my, it's something. They celebrate it inside the Yom Tov and not outside of the Yom. So, but the pasuk of Shivas Yomim, excuse me, the pasuk of Bechelet Hashvi is coming to remember something, it's coming to include something, it's coming to include the last day, the day of the Shmini Atzeres. Rashi, then we'll. That a person can fulfill his obligation of the Karbonus that he designated he's going to bring on Sukkot, he can fulfill it on Shmini Atzeres. It's the payoff for the first day. It's obviously no different than what's earlier. So Shmini Atzeres is cholik mishalafanav. It is different. How do you see that? You see that it's different.
Yes,
Okay. Zemur says, so I shouldn't compare, how do I compare the two? Because it's mufna. When you discuss Shabbat to be mufna, the sula or prechina immediately, because the rule is by Xerish Shabbat, which is mufna, the words are extra, you can't ask any questions. The Xerish Shabbat, the mufna, the maiden, the mashim. If it's Xerish Shabbat, which is mufna, you ask, you learn, you can't ask any questions. Versus live amos, yes, truthfully, it is extra. It says, don't do any work. It's day which you hold back from the work, don't do any work. I mean, okay, it's your position. So, where the terrace is extra? Tell them myself, Mehacha, Mishun, the Rebbech, the Gomer law, Kimil Yael, Amarahu. The Tana brings it, just brings the Bryce. No, it wants to say, but since the first Jerusha, which we said before, was by an Amarah Rebbech, so you want to point out that this Jerusha is coming from a Tana. That's why I said the language I've introduced it with this. The Tana says this. Kol Shiva, Kol Yom Bayom. I can think of the ring every single day. No, it says it's so singular. So is very broad. Bechadish Hashvi. Kol Yom Achag, Omer is Bechadish Hashvi. All of the sukkahs will be subsumed in the seventh month. So Mor says, okay, fine. So Yoch Yechad Chagim Bechadish Kol Chadish. Now you can do it any day of the whole Yom Tov. So Rashi says it doesn't mean you bring it all. We already proved from the word I saw it, you don't bring it every single day. What I think is that you continue paying off your obligation for the korban even until the end of the month. Now it's not so strange to say that because the law is we paskin that by Shavuos, you know the yontif is only one day, you still have your 7 days to pay off your chiyuv of chagiga. 6 days are chayil. So the yontif is going to be on the 6th of Sivan. Then you have the 7th through the 13th, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You have 6 more days to the 12th. You have that it is Tashlumen for Yopti, you know what it's called? So maybe over here also. So it says, I'm going to say the same with the Kroah, Trey Osirk Sivan. Says I say it twice. So one to tell me it's only one day, one to tell me that one day has to be in the I was looking for the pasuk. Where's the pasuk? Yeah. It says, "V'chag Hashem, so the chag Hashem shivas mi b'shemo, kukas l'mad rosechem, machol shivi hashvi tochaygo oisoy." So it says the word oisoy twice in that pasuk. V'chag Hashem, oisoy chag Hashem, which I tell you only one day, not 7 days. Machol shivi tochaygo oisoy. It stresses again, you're going to do it. Meaning not anytime you want, but it being when it's on Yom. Okay, something more. So this halach of tashlumen, how does it work exactly? Back in the world, umay tashlumen. So what exactly, how does this tashlumen process work? My Tashlumen, Rechum Tashlumen, the Mishma. tashuman for the rishon. Rishon omer tashuman zeluzet. It means that the ikar day, according to Brechin, is the first day. You have 6 days to pay off that obligation. According to Rav Oshia, you permit to bring him one of the days of the Yom Tov. So the Morris says, "My binai, what's the difference between the two of them?" Like we had earlier in the Masechta, the Morris said this case. That what would be if a person was a lame person at day one in the way that he's putter from the mitzvah? So is he mechuyev to bring it now later on the yom tov? He gets back, he heals. Is he mechuyev to bring a korban chagiga? And all this riyah. So if they're all tashuman for the first day he's putter. So there's no reason to do it. If each day is its own chiyuv, but your chiyuv is to do one day of the 7 days, okay, so the first day I couldn't do, but now I can. The Rechon Matashum and the Rishon says it's to pay off for the first day. Since he wasn't fit to do it on the first day, he has no obligation, he has no fitness to bring it the second day. Each one is to pay off for its own day. Even though it wasn't Roy then, but it's Roy now. Okay. The Moor says, So Rabbi Yochanan saying, no, the main thing is the first day. If you can't do it the first day, it's irrelevant the rest of Yom Tov. Really? Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Omer Chizkiya. Chizkiya says the following. Nitma b'yom. In a case where the case where they're talking about a nozer brings a carbon tuma, if the nozer got involved with in some way touching a mace, becoming tummy through being in contact with a mace, so the halacha is that he his nazirus is put on hold. The earlier days he's lost his count, and he has to go through the entire process of any, like any person, bring a korban and then start his count of nazirus over again. Let's say he ended up becoming tomei twice during that period. Is it a bear for nazir to become tomei? Well, he's still a nazir. He's a nazir, which is not counting, you know, growing his hair and counting his days, but he's still in the middle of his vow. So he came tomei to a mace on Monday. He came tomei to a mace on Thursday. He did an avera again. Right? That's so. He has to bring a korban for each one. No, the korban at the end is a kapor for all of his avers are becoming tough. But what will be in the case where he gets the day, that's all talking about, he gets to the time during the time we couldn't become bring a carbon yet anyway. But we came to Tomei, counted the 7 days, comes the 8th day, and already it's time to bring the carbon. He's now, he already became the chayv and the carbon, and then he comes to Tomei again. Before he brought the carbon, he comes to Tomei again. So, okay, so no problem. Go through the process again, I'll bring one carbon for both. No, because once he got to the point where he was able to bring the korban, he became fully obligated in that korban. He owes it already. And now he comes to me again. That's a new deal. Okay. So nitzim b'yoyim. If he became tomei on the 8th day, so maybe he has to bring a separate korban on the second, on that second tumah. However, Belila, if he only became tomei the night before, even though his 7 days are up, you can't bring a korban by nighttime. So he has not fully become obligated in the midst of the korban yet, because he hasn't come to a time where it's possible to bring the korban. his process of tahara is finished. He counted the 7 days like he's supposed to. Took care of all of that, but he can't bring a korban at night. So there's no, he has not become obligated in the korban yet. So he becomes tummy at night time. We say, okay, well, let's before we go anywhere, let's start the process over again. But he'll bring one korban for both. He doesn't have to bring a separate korban for that. But lie later, maybe. That's what Chizkiah says. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, since he already went to the mikveh for the, he finished his tahara process for the first one. So that first one, he owes a korban already. Now he can't bring it yet. It's not ready to bring it yet, but he owes the korban. So therefore, according to Rechon, even at night time, if he became Tomei, the first mice is finished. 7 days are up. And now he's in the eighth day. It's already, even though he can't actually bring it at that point in time. But the obligation is there, and that's enough to say that therefore when he comes to me a second time, that's a separate action already. So the Gemara and the Kasha feels that we should make a parallel between that and the case over here. Rashi calls it like a Tashlumin did. So again, what was Rechon Shita was over here, that even if he was lame on day one and he became healed by day two, he doesn't have to bring him day two. Because day one was the Iker, and day one, he wasn't Roy, he wasn't fit, so day two was just a payoff for that. Well, there's a difference. In the case where a person was Roy the first day and didn't bring it, he can bring it the second day. Right, now in the midst of, I have a Josh of a, so you celebrate one day. Rechon says that one day means day one. So you blew it. You didn't bring day one, so that's it. I'm sorry. Oh, no. We give you six more days, or seven more days. But what we're saying over here, we have a situation where a person is not Roy for the korban. It's not really Roy, but we give him in other words, how do we look at a person who's lame? If a person is lame, the pshat is he doesn't have the mitzvah, or he has the mitzvah, but he can't do the mitzvah. How do you look at this nighttime? Is it called, it's the time for the korban, just as a practical problem, you can't bring one, it's a nighttime? Or it's called, no, you're not chayiv yet. Well, over here we look at it, no, it's already this amount of the korban, you really owe the korban, you're in it, but you can't bring one, it's a nighttime, so you're potter, you're honest. So now, that's how we look at it. So over here, the guy has a mitzvah regal, he has a practical problem, the problem is gone, now he's chayiv in the mitzvah. So why shouldn't the Chigur, who was Chigur B'Yom Rishon, become Chayv later on in the Yom Tov? It's not that he was Pater. He had a problem. So the problem was corrected. Over here, you have a problem. You can't become one at night time. Well, the problem is corrected. And the next morning. That's the more it feels as a parallel. So the more it says no. Amar B'Yom Yashani Tuma, the Yesh HaTashuma, the Pesach Sheni. That a korban, which is the problem, is tuma. That's clear in the pasuk. That the pasuk says that the chiyuv is there because he brings a pesach sheni. So you don't look at a tuma as the fact that there's no mitzvah of korban. So tuma is not called that the person is not roy. It's called he's roy in the sense of he's not mechuyev. He's mechuyev with a problem. That's my tuma. That's a ferish pasuk.
Rather not.
Morris says, 1 second. Sold it here.